Hello, my friends. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's take a look at how St. Patrick's Day can relate to God. St. Patrick was someone who came over and spread Christianity in Ireland. It's kind of neat. Each country had different people that came and spread the gospel over there. And so St. Patrick's Day, I know, can these days is a lot of partying and drinking and bad things. But there are some good things that we can gather from this holiday. A shamrock has three leaves, which is an easy way to talk about the Trinity. There is just one God in three persons. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So when you look at a shamrock, that can just remind you that there are three people in the Godhead, but only one God. And they each kind of have a different job that they do. God the Father is the creator of the world. Jesus is his Son, his only Son, and he came down to earth to save us. While he walked on the earth, he was fully God and fully man. Then you have the Holy Spirit, which God sent into the world after Jesus ascended back to heaven. And it's exciting now because we all have the Holy Spirit living in us. So I'm so glad that God the Father created this beautiful world and that he is at the head of the Godhead. But then that he had one son, Jesus, and he did not stop or hesitate to send Jesus to come down and to die for us. And that is so exciting to me. And then the Holy Spirit, after Jesus ascended back into heaven, after he had risen from the dead and he was on earth for 40 days, then he ascended back up into heaven. God knew that we would need some help. So he sent the Holy Spirit to come and live inside each one of us. So when Jesus was on earth, he was only with certain people at certain times. But now that Jesus went back to heaven, the Holy Spirit can dwell in all of our hearts. And that's what we get when we decide we want to believe in Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes to live in our heart. And that is so exciting. It can get a little confusing because then some people think there are three gods, but really there is just one God. So I love this diagram because it says, God is the Father, God is the Spirit, God is the Son. If you go on the outside of the circle, the Father is not the Spirit is not the Son, and the Son is not the Father. Meaning that each one of them is their own deity, but yet all of them together are God. Now let's read some verses about the Trinity. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 6 says, Yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things came, and for whom we live. And there is but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came, and through whom we live. That verse is clearly saying there's one God from whom all things are created, and Jesus Christ, only one of him, and that's how we live. And then 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Then I love 2 Corinthians 13:14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. So that obviously is saying right there that there are three parts to God, right? Talks about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Three in one. I also love Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So there's God the Father and God the Son in that one. I also love John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the one and only of the Father, full of grace and truth. And what about John 10:30? I and the Father are one. Bam! There you go. Jesus says it right there. He and the Father are one. And finally, Luke 1:35. The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. So there you have the Holy Spirit coming on power unto the Virgin Mary so that she will be able to give birth to Jesus, who is the Son of God. So all three of them are right there. So Mandy and I hope you enjoyed these verses today. You know, you can always take a holiday, even though the world turns it into something secular. We can always look and find a way to turn it back to God. So remember that three-leaf clover can talk to you about the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one God in three persons, and all three of them love you and are helping you on your walk. Have a good day. Bye. And I would like to answer any question you may have about faith in Jesus. Just email me through my website, nancyjoytoyou.com. I hope you lean on God's strength and have a fantabulous day.